Ross Ramsey, Teresa Ginther, Blake Hotman, and Michael Paulson. Our physician assistants, Paul Penfold, Mackenzie Paulson, and David Seagroves. Our nurse practitioners, Lois Booms, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella. To us, it means a primary care team that we are darn proud of. But to you, it means better health and better life. See, not only is it good to be sure, it's easy to be sure. With Sure Family Medical Center, Elkton Family Medicine, Siebling Family Medicine, and Caseville Family Medicine open 5 days a week, we have your back. And then throw in our ReadyCare clinic that is open 362 days a year. What else do you need? So if you haven't already, find out why it's so good to be sure. It doesn't matter where you live in Othama, Michigan, we're sure to be there for you. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Hi, this is Mike at Countryside Sales and Service of Siebling. We're ready to help you with your maintenance projects. Now is the time to ask about our expanded disc brake selection, wet kits, custom hydraulic hoses, and new tires to order. Stop by to see Larry and I. We are open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. Countryside Sales and Service is here for your Cat, Kenworth, Mack trailer parts. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Siebling.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up. Get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
The Huron County Farm Bureau agents would like to make sure that you get to and from all the sporting events this winter safely while saving money. Everyone knows that high school sports mean a lot to the community, so make sure to go out and support your local teams. There's no better place to go this basketball season to be local and save money than Farm Bureau Insurance. Farm Bureau Insurance has been working for you since 1949 to help keep your loved ones safe, especially during the winter months. Stop by and see one of your local Farm Bureau agents, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, Harrison Gundon in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, and Deb Froswick in Unionville. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville's Siebling Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everyone, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents and faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. You can become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
Final score from Burton Atherton, the USA Patriots, the regional champions of Region 20 in Class C basketball of the MHSAA tournament. Taking out, they had to do it in true fashion. They took out the defending back-to-back-to-back state champions, the Flint Beecher Bucks. Right now, we're being joined by associate head coach for for USA, Steve Bone. Steve, how you doing?
You know how I'm doing, yeah, buddy.
I was going to say, have you come off cloud nine quite yet?
No, it'll be a couple days. But I tell you what, I sure am happy we don't have to play until next Tuesday because we expended a lot of energy. It was awesome. I can't say anything more about it. Executed everything to perfection, made free throws, defended, rebounded. That's the biggest thing against this team. You just have to rebound, and man, everybody did. I mean, from the guards all the way to the bigs, it was awesome.
Steve, in the entire game, first half, second half, the game plan, it just went, it was perfect. Now, when was the very first time that you thought, during this course of this game, that you thought, you know, this is a possibility?
When it hits that zero, I think, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, primarily, I mean, at the end of the first quarter. I mean, because everything, the hardest part about playing, you know, a team of that caliber is that initial jump. You know, I mean, they're quicker, they're longer, they jump quicker, higher. It's just hard getting used to that. And once you get used to it, then you can kind of play. The problem is a lot of times you get down early in the first quarter, and then, you know, okay, yeah, you play even with them, but you end up losing by 8 or 10, whatever you were down. And being up at the end of the first quarter, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, what we're doing is working, and we're going to stay with it. And if we make shots and, you know, get enough rebounds, we're going to be all right.
Well, you talked about rebounding. You out-rebound Beecher 23-15 tonight. And it was 17 on the defensive side, 6 offensive rebounds altogether, an 8-rebound advantage. You did that. You had, 4 more turnovers than Flint Beecher, 10-6. But when all said and done, you held them. What was the game plan coming in? I mean, did you want to slow down the game on defense? Obviously, you take a majority of the defensive side of the ball. What was the game plan coming in?
Well, the game plan coming in, because they press you and push you. They want to make you hurry up and shoot the ball. You know, you've seen it the other night against KPAC. I mean, they just want you to shoot it. And it, like I was telling you earlier, it's hard to decide when to push and when to back off, because there's opportunities to push. Our deal was, hey, if we got layups, take them. If your feet are set and you got a good look, shoot the 3. Other than that, let's work it and see if we can get it inside. And, I mean, and that's kind of where you slow them down, is on the offensive end. I mean, on the defensive end, yeah, we did it exactly the way we wanted to do it. And luckily they didn't hit the shots that they hit early, or I should say early in the, or in midway in the third quarter when they made their comeback.
Yeah, in the first half, they were from the three-point line, 2-for-11. In the second half, 5-for-12. They shot 28% in the first half, 50% in the second half. But you did enough to stave them off, and here we are, regional champs for the first time since 2005.
That's good to hear. You know, I don't know, you got all the stats and stuff, but I can't tell you how many times we've been knocked out of the state tournament by the state champion.
4 times.
I mean, it's been more than that.
Well, it's Flint Beecher 4 times, let me put
Beecher 4 times, Olivet got us once, Nouvelle got us once, BV got us once. I can go down those lists.
That's very true.
I remember them all, it seems like. But anyways, yeah, just a great win. And, I mean, it's a team win. I know we only played 5 guys, but the guys on the bench, I mean, they bring it every day and help us. And it's just, you can't say enough about Coach Gainforth, I can tell you that.
So tell me about Loyola or Edison. Have you looked at them at all?
Well, you hate to say that you've looked ahead, but we have. Edison is the real deal. You know, they've been ranked in the state.
Yeah, that's true.
All classes, not just Class C.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it'll be another, you know, monstrous challenge, but we're up for it.
We got Mark Gainforth in the wings here. He doesn't believe Steve Bone. We let him on air. But 25-0 is nothing to sneeze at. When you made that run in 2005, you weren't undefeated at that point, weren't you?
No.
No, you had 3 or 4 losses, I do believe.
Yeah, we started the season off, I think, 4-3
that
year.
Right. That's right.
So the following year we were undefeated when we got beat by a point by BV there.
That's
at Sandusky.
Right.
So, but yeah, it was 25-0. I mean, it's pretty special. And Hunter and I have had this little running thing going. My senior year at Freeland, we were 24-0, and we got beat by a point in the regional finals. So his deal is, I'm going to be better than you. Our team's better than your team. So I guess maybe they've proven that tonight.
Wow. All right. Well, hey, Steve, we'll let you go here. We'll bring in the big man who makes all the cheese. And Steve Vaughn, congratulations. And go get Edison or Loyola. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have head coach of Mark Gainforth of the USA Patriots for the past 22 years. Right here on the WLW Sports Network USA, victorious over the Flint Beecher Bucks, 59-55.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at